The Queen's Gambit, a Netflix series based on a 1983 novel by Walter Tevis, is a Bilden's Rumen about a female chess prodigy set in the late 1960s. Nothing about this combination of circumstances suggests a happy ending for its protagonist or for the show itself, but both defied expectations. The Queen's Gambit was watched by 62 million households in its first 4 weeks, according to Netflix, almost as many as the record-breaking Tiger King, and developed a fanatical following. People tweeted their drawings and paintings and Animal Crossing renderings of Taylor Joy. They announced they were taking up chess again. Sales of chess-related merchandise soared. Everybody loves a story of transformation, about an underdog who triumphs over adversity, a girl who is mocked for her shoes and then becomes a stylish swan. What we apparently really love, a story of affirmation, a world in which a girl can move freely, in control, and be respected for her strategy and skill, in which a female character succeeds in a man's world without being harassed, assaulted, abused, ignored, dismissed, sidelined, robbed, or forgotten. This story is so vanishingly rare in the real world that it comes across as utopian in fiction. The Queen's Gambit is a fantasy and one we rarely see depicted. The fantasy of a functioning meritocracy for women, in which they are free to do what they want.